This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A shooting in Milwaukee Saturday afternoon resulted in the death of a 12-year-old and the arrest of a 15-year-old. The incident took place at around 1:30 near 48th and Clark Street. The Milwaukee County District Attorney says they're reviewing potential charges against the arrested teenager. The Badger State takes center stage in the presidential race this week with campaign events across Wisconsin. Democratic and Republican candidates and their surrogates will crisscross the state, including stops in Milwaukee, Madison, Waukesha, Green Bay, and other key cities. Vice presidential candidates Tim Walz and J.D. Vance kick off the blitz today, followed by Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump on Wednesday. Trump has a second stop in Milwaukee on Friday. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st.
There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. A trial date of November 8th has been set for the 23-year-old man accused of fatally shooting a UW Whitewater gymnast. Chad Richards will face trial next month for the death of Kara Welsh. Welsh, a 21-year-old management major and national vault champion, was killed August 30th in an apartment near campus. Richards, who was Welsh's boyfriend, faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon. Voters are being warned by the State Elections Commission to be wary of text messages claiming issues with their voter registration. The text messages, which have been reported to the commission, may not be outright scams, but could contain erroneous information that might confuse voters. To ensure accurate voting information, people are encouraged to check with their local clerks or to use the official My Vote system. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive. And I think everybody could see him struggling. It got to a point where we didn't feel like, and he didn't feel like he could protect himself.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
Gotta improve our offense, gotta improve our defense. We're not playing well. We have to be better. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game three, game 50. We gotta keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we're playing. We are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Despite a prolific run that has spanned decades, actor Liam Neeson says he is done with the action film genre. The 72-year-old actor and star of the Taken films, among many others, says age is catching up with him. But the fact that he has made so many action movies is remarkable, and even more remarkable that they all have pretty much the same plot in which he seeks revenge on those who threaten or kill his family members. The genius is that he gets his revenge from film to film by changing locations, various cities, countries, cars, trains, planes, and even even a snowplow. If you're looking for a film that has some action but is a little more plausible, check out In the Land of Saints and Sinners from 2023. Not a bad watch. Speaking of old white guys, season 2 of The Old Man wrapped with a cliffhanger last week, and Jeff Bridges is already hinting at a season 3. Bridges plays CIA operative Dan Chase on the FX show, which drew 2 Primetime Emmy nominations. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.